Our study underscores the truth that a victorious Christian life is possible only to the person who will endure hardships as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, one who is firm under fire. Romans chapter 12, verse 12 records three basic principles which undergird the dynamic Christian life. In grammatical structure, each principle is expressed by a preposition, a noun, and a participle. Literally translated, the verse reads, "In hope, rejoicing. In tribulation, enduring. In prayer, continuing steadfast." Now, in a previous study, we investigated the power of a person who is rejoicing in his hope in Jesus Christ. Let us now investigate what is involved in patient endurance of trials and how that can strengthen our witness for Christ. First, what is tribulation? The Apostle Paul used the Greek word which means pressure or pressing together. It is commonly used to mean oppression, affliction, distress, trouble. It sometimes is used to refer to the distress and hardships endured by citizens during the war, to the pangs of childbirth, to famine, and to the persecution which scattered the early Christians from Jerusalem. Jesus used the word when he warned the disciples, "They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." It is evident, therefore, that tribulation does not refer to inconvenience or mild discomfort. The kind of tribulation spoken of in Romans 12:12 means severe distress, even to the endangering of life and limb. Will such trials actually come upon Christians? Yes, upon some. We are blessed of God to live in a time and place where we do not suffer physical abuse or death because of faith in Jesus. In other generations, multitudes have died because of their faith. In other parts of the world today, many are enduring hardships just because they are disciples of Jesus. But what is the Christian attitude under such unjust oppression? Romans 12:12 replies, "Patient in tribulation," or, as the literal translation puts it, "In tribulation, enduring." Patient speaks of steadfastness, constancy, patient endurance. It means to stay under the load, stay there willingly, not as a victim of circumstances. It means waiting and enduring as an act of the will, not by mere necessity. God speaks of patience as a great virtue. James calls attention to the patience of Job as an encouragement to Christians to endure. And he writes, "Know this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." There is a blessing which follows upon the full exercise of patient endurance of testings. God says, "You have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise." If God so prizes the virtue of patience, the Christian can expect to know a dynamic spiritual life only as he practices the grace of patience. What benefits come from the exercise of patience in the Christian life? There are many. I will list four, by no means an exhaustive list, just to show some of the blessings God promises to one whose life is marked by patient endurance. First, patience produces spiritual maturity. James 1:4 declares that when the work of steadfast endurance is completed, the believer will be fully developed and perfectly equipped, in no respect deficient for the work assigned to him of God. Just as the athlete undergoes the discipline of rigorous training to develop muscles and skills to compete in the game, the Christian who remains steadfast under trials will grow in his competence as a servant of Jesus Christ. Second, patience strengthens one's Christian testimony. Hebrews 12:1 calls for us to rid ourselves of all that weighs us down and to run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, the Christian race is not run with starts and stops, but with steady persistence and patient endurance. Your witness for Jesus Christ will be greatly strengthened if your life is marked by consistency and resolution. Third, Patience demonstrates loyalty to God. Just as a person's faithfulness to his marriage partner indicates stable love, so one's loyalty to God indicates that he's truly devoted to God. The Christian is instructed, flee youthful lust, follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. It is that determination to follow those things which God approves that marks a person as truly exercising the grace of Christian patience. Fourth, patience brings God's rewards. You have need of patience, God says, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So be patient, brethren, to the coming of the Lord. The husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it till he receives the early and the latter rain. So you be patient also. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not faint. So don't miss the blessings attendant upon Christian steadfastness. Do not let temporary or external pressures turn you from the way of blessing. Patience pays. Stay under the load. Be firm under fire. How can one persist in trials? How can he keep his spirits up and his faith encouraged? The only answer must be, keep God in view. Now that means four things. First, be assured of God's presence. Claim such promises as Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Count upon the strength of God's presence, and you'll be able to endure any trial. Second, be assured of God's deliverance. The Apostle Paul stood before Caesar, emperor of the world, and found God sufficient. He afterwards wrote, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. He'll be with you to deliver you also. Third, be assured of God's provision. His provisions are sufficient to all who look to him and depend upon him. The Apostle Paul wrote, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that's not just material needs, it's spiritual needs also. God will supply all you need to be faithful. Four, be assured of God's comfort. There is an amazing and unexplainable comfort which fills the heart of the committed believer. Even when one is, like Paul, pressed out of measure, above strength, despairing of life, he finds the God of all mercies comforting him in his tribulation. Now remember that these studies are seeking to reveal how to be a dynamic, growing Christian. The study underscores the truth that a victorious Christian life is possible to the one who will endure hardships as a good soldier of Jesus. Therefore, be firm under fire, in tribulation, enduring. Dear Father, we would be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we ask you to enable us to fulfill that desire through Jesus our Lord. Amen.